Rabbi Simon Tovkuf Nun Gimel Seif Gimel Seif Beis. We're discussing the things that one is allowed and one is not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. The underlying principle why we are not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av is because that's right. Bekudei Hashem Yeshorim Mesam Cheleiv. Gives us great pleasure. By the way, interesting Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, why are we finding there's a problem, there is a restriction of learning before Tisha B'Av, ready from Chatzos. In terms of eating, you can eat before Tisha B'Av, you have to. In terms of wearing leather shoes, you have to wear leather shoes. In terms of the restrictions start by night. The restrictions don't start chatzos. However, when it comes to learning, we discussed yesterday, learning starts during chatzos. Why so? I know we spoke about Shabbos perhaps being different. We spoke about many authorities being discussing as to whether what's the right approach. But in principle, we've seen the Ramah certainly didn't like the idea of learning after chatzos on a petition. Why is it different than all the other restrictions? Why? Says the Chassam Sofer, a very interesting idea. So when you learn, so what happens is normally, naturally, if you had a meaningful learning session, what's going to happen is you're going to walk out and you're going to think about it a little bit more. Was this true? Was it not true? Is there any questions that I have? Is it clear? Is it something you still ponder a little bit about what? So it's an ongoing, what's the right word? It's still... That's the word. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened when you finish the lesson here.
Oh!
Exactly what happened.
Here. I'm scared of your invoice you're going to send. I'm scared. Yeah, good. Yeah, no, so that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Because of that, when you wear, there's no reason why you should wear leather shoes Erev Tisha B'Av. Why wearing leather? No point. But when it comes to learning, we're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av night. Now, it's not good enough to just stop learning Tisha B'Av night, because if you learn until the last minute, what's going to happen is, oh, you learned the Geshmak Gemara, you learned the interesting Mishnah Berurah, you learned the interesting Halacha, you're going to still think about it a little bit, and it's going to go right into Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to. Therefore, we have to stop learning with before Chatzos. Very nice, Chassam Sof. Tells us how really we're meant to learn. It tells us about it. It's very nice. I think it's a very nice. It's a bit like, you know, when you walk, somebody walks out of a lesson. A boy walks out of a lesson and he says, you know, and the teacher says, you know, what was the lesson about? I said, I haven't got a clue. Yeah. So it's not meant to be like. It's meant to be there still thinking about it a little bit. Okay, so the teaches us what is included. Mutal lilmoid medrash eicham. You're also allowed to learn eicham medrash eicham v'perik elu megalchin. The sugis in elu megalchin. V'chen lilmoid perish eicham v'perish yoyv. These are all the explanations. Well, you the poskim extend this a little bit. You're allowed to go through the kinois. You'll have to go through. You'll have to go through other things as well, which are, you know, people do go through. If a person is able to learn the Takkad Midrashim of Eicha, then that's the kinois. What about discussing them by Iyun? So here the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet says, and I believe we mentioned it yesterday, he says, Lisa velitin be'alocha bevadei osu. Whatever it comes to a discussion or a more thorough investigation, no. So when you're going through the Medrash Eicha, and you look, does it mean this happened, or did it mean that happened? And you go into the Mefarshim and the Perushim, and you look at the Malbim, you look here, you look at the Dak, and you look at everything. No. That you're not allowed to. Okay. Sif Gimel. Yesh Misha Oysa Lilmoid Ali Dei Hiru. Interesting. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is a very important Shulchan Aruch, which has applications and implications elsewhere as well. Some say you're not allowed to learn alidei hiru. What's hiru? Hiru? Thinking. Some say you're not allowed to learn Torah through thinking. What is he referring to? Is he referring to things you're allowed to learn or things you're not allowed to learn? Not allowed to learn, right? Yeah. So partials, it's referring to things you're not allowed to learn. So some say, so some say, if you've got the geschmack gemara you're learning, you know, the old sugi of mitzvah, avera, or mitzvah, entziches kavone, you had ktois, or in the middle of a tois first, and you want to, so if you don't, no, I'm keeping the gemara closed, you're just thinking about it. You're thinking about this tzad, and that argument, and this. So thinking, you're not, even thinking you're not allowed to do. Why not? Why not to thinking? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Oh, the arts of cotton hay. Rabbi is saying, Paul Mishnah Berurah. After hiru lavke dibu dami. Generally speaking, thinking is not considered dibu speaking. When I think about something, it's not really that I've spoken it. It's not the same. Shiny ocher. So here it's different. It's true. Thinking is normally not a problem, but shiny ocher is different. The ikat hamish from simcha, because all problem over here is about happiness and joy from learning. Over here, ikat simcha, when you're thinking about the learning, of course, you also it gives you great joy as well. Umehai timer also lilmoid is a drush or kush or teretz. You're allowed to do a drush, a kasha, a teretz, a deeper learning. Hafilu b'dvorim aroim, even with bad events, because it's simcha. Then you're not allowed to do that. Okay, so here. So what does that teach us with regards to thinking generally? It's not categorized as proper learning. Here, it's considered simcha, but is it considered proper learning? So I'll tell you where it's nafkamin. Nafkamin is if you're allowed to do hill learning before Birkas HaTorah. Hill learning before Birkas HaTorah. Hill learning in places they're not allowed to learn. Hill learning. Are you? The department. Yeah, that's right. We learned that it's some level of cum, you're right. Yeah, some level of cum there is, yes. Yeah. So, although generally speaking, yeah. So Shmiya is a much better level than Hill. Shmiya is much better. Shomea Ka'oina, you can be in the Kaim the Mitzvah of Dibu by Shmiya. Shomea Ka'oina, Shmiya is a very high level. If it's a kind of learning that you wouldn't be allowed to say, then its hearing is also absolutely correct. Mutalikrois called Seder Hayoim. Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dala tells us, you are allowed to do the Seder Hayoim. What is the Seder Hayoim? Goes without saying, the davening.
No, but even those things are
not crucial. Let's see, we're going to see what the Pashta Kabonas, you're allowed to say as well. Yeah, even though it's Tosh B'Ksav. Yeah. What are you allowed to do? Mishnah's Ezer Mekoyman. Ezer Mekoyman is also learning. Ezer Mekoyman is also learning. You're allowed to say that. Medrash Bishmol. What's Medrash Bishmol? It's the kind of thing that everybody said. Everybody knows the last pasuk, the last few words by heart. What is the last? Yeah. What's the last Medrash Bishmol? Ein Shnei Ksuma Boim. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that's Bishmal. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah says over here, you're allowed to do the Lachzor Aparsha B'Tisha B'Av. Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Ches Lachzor Aparsha. Hayinu Chazna Koyer Mutal Lachzor Aparsha Koyedim Shiko. The Chazna is allowed to prepare the leining. Leining is also learning. You think psukim. You're allowed to, because you have to lane it. You've got to be able to now to learn it, lane it. You're allowed to do that. Yes, what do you want to say? Yeah. Is that also a level of Shemei Ka'ina? The question that I'm getting asked is a very interesting question. So we generally speak, there's various levels of learning. So the highest level of learning is when you actually speak. Second level of learning, it's not just learning, it's also brochas and everything. Second level is hearing. Shemea koinim, when somebody hears attentively, it's second. Third level is hill, which is thinking. Three levels. So the question I've given us, does the level of shemea, hearing, shemea koinim, is that only when you hear somebody live? What if you hear something which has been digitally recorded and narrowing it? Is it level 2 or is it level 3? Nice! Very nice. If Kiesa Megillah, you probably don't need Shemek Oine for Kiesa Megillah. It's very, you know what?
I've done about Zoom. My question is when it's already pre-recorded, it's not live. Not actually happening at
right.
Tape,
or yeah.
Month
I don't know the answer. I have to think about this. I have to look into it. It's a really good question.
Because the Shemaya Ka'ona works that the person who's saying it or reading, like in Megillah, for example, the person who's reading the Megillah has to be there and saying it at the time. You can't have a recording. You can't put a recording on the
Bivan
and that will do the job for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Shaila then comes over Zoom or whatever. That's the
yeah.
Shaila. But it definitely has to be the person saying it now.
Yeah. You know, it's something to think about. Is it Hill or is it Shmir? I don't know. It's a really good question. I don't know. Nafkimnu, we've got to Birkas HaTorah. For Hill, you don't need Birkas HaTorah. For Shmir, you do. Lots of Nafkimnu. It's a very good question. I don't know on the spot. It's a very long, it's a very interesting Shaila. Okay. So if you lane, you're allowed to prepare. Okay. Seder Yoim, Mishnebura says, Kiyashma, Brochas, everything which is the davening, the regular davening, you're allowed to do. Laning, HaTorah, all that's permitted. Yeah.
I always have that shaila because can I do my shnayim on Tisha B'Av because it's that parash is always by Eschanan.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
Take that bit.
L'chayru, you're not allowed to. L'chayru, you're not allowed to because it's here for the purpose of the laning. Good question. These are the halachas regarding to the learning. So it's quite restrictive and restricted what you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. It is quite restricted.
Everything's
covered. Pardon? There's a lot of shas you can do. Yeah, there's gemaras in Gittin, gemaras in Cotton. There's gemaras, yeah.
But there are opinions that allow that.
Only one day after
to allow what?
Regular learning.
Nope. Have you seen any over here? I didn't.
It's enough that it's for one day of 365.
Yeah. It is interesting to note, Rabbi Isai, that there is a bit of a machloek as to whether there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. Some say it's not a day of learning at all. You've got to learn every single day, you've got to learn Torah. By day and by night. However, Tisha B'Av, since Torah is associated with joy and simcha, you don't have to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Most don't agree with that approach, and most hold that what? You've got to learn. Of course you've got to learn. Of course you've got to learn. But you've got to learn much more, more limited.
That's not real basic. You can't be
Oisik in Torah. Yeah, it's Askus B'Torah, but it's still a level of limit. You can't, he says, Ms. Befush, Lisa Velitin Baloch. If you're enjoying the Sugya and like getting into it, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do it. Although Reb Chaim Brisker apparently said, hey, if you don't like have kashas and teretz, dos heis nish galen Torah. If you don't have a question on it, and you don't like live it, and you don't have a question and an answer and a proof and a disproof, that's not considered learning. That's not considered learning. That's considered reading. That's not considered learning. But, you know, I think for Tisha B'Av, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
There's a note of what's
it called?
Nittel.
Nittel, yes.
Nail. So, is there a similar
law? No. Because on, not really, no. Nittel Nacht, for those who have that minuk not to learn on Nittel Nacht, it's not got to do with this, the joy of learning Torah. It's connected to more... there's various approaches in it, but it's got something to do with the tumah that arises on that night, and therefore any learning is to be restricted, and there's nothing to do with the simcha aspects of the learning. Any Torah is not recommended on that night. So the Yidden who don't learn on Nittel night, they wouldn't learn those things either. Okay, Sif Hei addresses the question, who actually fasts? Now we moved away from the discussion, what to learn, what not to learn. Now we're going to be discussing fasting. Who fasts? Who doesn't have to fast? Who does not need to fast on Tisha B'Av? Baby within 7 days. You had the baby within 7 days? Pardon? Yeah, you had, oh. I had the baby just a week after, so. Tu B'Av, yeah. Okay, who was born Tu B'Av? Yeah, okay, anybody else? So Taka, the first point is a Mubar is within 7 days.
Yesh. 7 days, she's
Yesh Basakana. Yesh Basakana. You're saying Choylish Yesh Basakana. Who else is excluded? Yeah, we'll see. Who else? Who else is excluded? Doesn't have to fast. Who? Ketanim, of course, yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch Seifeh, Ubrois, Umenikois, pregnant lady, nursing woman, Miss Anois, they fast. But Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av, Kederech the way, she Miss Anois, Mashlim is B'Yom Kippur, same Aruch Tan Yom Kippur. She fasts on Yom Kippur, she's got to fast on Tisha B'Av. Aval B'Shloshet Tzoymes Achayrim, part on the three minor fasts, Pturois, Melisanois, they are excluded from fasting. So who is excluded from fasting on the minor fast days? Who is excluded? Ubrois, Menikois. Vafel Pikein, nevertheless, Roi, it is appropriate, Shloto Echalno, they shouldn't eat, Leis Anek, for great pleasure, Pemaichel, Bemishte, food and drink, Elokide Kiyum, Avlad, only what's required. Haboisai, interesting halacha. The pregnant and nursing women, they may eat on Tisha B'Av, but watch out. Don't go for... No, it's talking about... No, on Tisha B'Av they fast. Well, yeah. And the minor Tanesim. We're going to see soon, there is even on Tisha B'Av sometimes they don't fast. And if on Tisha B'Av they don't fast, or the three minor fasts where they don't fast... Then the following halacha applies. Don't misaneg. How should we translate that? Don't
indulge.
Don't delight. Don't have your, what was it? Your
Smorgasbord.
That's right. Don't have your 7-layer cake with the chocolate topping on top and the ice cream filling and the cherries on the side. Come on. Eat what you've got to have, drink what you need, and that's it. So, more on this, Beis Hashem, but that's, the principal concept is that only eat and drink that umeniko should only eat as much as they need. Okay, Chaya, which is evolved, we'll discuss really tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke some additional examples, what may be learned on Tisha B'Av. Medrash Eicha, Elu Megalchin, various Gemaras on those lines. Medrash Perish Eicha, Ioiv is all included. Now, with regards to thinking and learning, no good because it gives you great joy as well. And with regards to the regular tefillahs, you'll have to daven normally, you'll have to do all the regular learning, regular davening, regular brachas, all that's permitted. You're even allowed to prepare the leining of Shabbos Mincha as well. Then we spoke about who is not fasting. So Ubozim is, is fast, but only as much as they need. Ubozim is, Menikos don't fast on the minor fast. We also mentioned the Chassam Sofer that on the reason why we don't learn before Chatzos is because if you really got involved, you're going to think about the learning also later. And let's hope that will be the case after this year as well. Fine. Okay. Fine. Good evening, Abba Isai.